Hi there, and welcome to the Dog Sports Decoded podcast. My name is Megan Ritchie, and I am the host, and I've been getting a ton of questions from you guys lately about dog sledding, kick sledding, and all that sort of stuff, so I thought that might be a good topic to cover today. I'm actually going to film myself kind of going over the kick sled and all the pieces to it, I think for next week's episode of the podcast, and then I'll post that on the High Drive website as well, so you guys can always see that. But today I thought I would kind of go over some of the park rules within Calgary. This is Riggs. He has to say hello. I thought I'd cover some of the rules in Calgary for sort of Canny Cross and what you can do with your dog within city limits, and then also our parks. So that's what I hope to cover for you today. If you don't live in Calgary, I hope this will just kind of show you some different things you can look for in your own city or town's bylaws or park bylaws. Just so you have an idea of what to look for. Obviously, every city is going to be different. And I'm just going to flip over to kind of the Calgary website, and we'll start with that. But just keep in mind, I have no special insight in the Calgary City bylaws, so this is just sort of my interpretation of them. So don't take it verbatim or as the be-all, end-all, I guess. So this is just my thoughts reading it and sort of what I've heard from some others in our city. So with that, I'm going to flip over here. So this is Calgary's Responsible Pet Ownership Bylaw. You could also look under potentially maybe the parks bylaws and have a look at both of those, but we're going to look through this pet ownership bylaw. So I have looked at this before, but it's been a little while, so bear with me here. But a key definition I think that is important to look at, I guess leash is probably a good one. And here it's defined as a leash means a chain or other material capable of restraining the animal on which it is being used. So not a big kind of surprise there. But you'll see that is used in the definition later. Here, a park I don't think is important for our purposes, but it's good to know. But basically, it covers playgrounds, cemeteries, natural areas, sports fields, pathways, trails, and park roadways, but excludes golf courses. But the key one I think that we'll see here in a minute is pathway. And reading the definition, a pathway means a multi-purpose thoroughfare controlled by the city and set aside for the use by pedestrians, cyclists, and persons using wheeled conveyances, which is improved by asphalt, concrete, or brick, whether or not it is located in a park, and includes any bridge or structure with which it is contiguous. So the key thing for me in looking at this pathway definition is that it, I think, specifies which is improved by asphalt, concrete, or brick. So in this case, it's not a dirt trail, it's not a city field, it is that which is improved. So asphalt, concrete, or brick. So it doesn't say gravel here. I probably would assume that gravel pathways would be enforced similarly, but it does not say that in the bylaw itself. So we're just going to scroll through a little further down here. So one thing I should talk about, this dogs in prohibited areas. It says the dog shall not enter or remain in or on a school ground, playground, sports field, golf course, cemetery, wading or swimming area, or a pathway. This pathway one is a little odd to me, so I think this will get clarified a little further down. But the cemetery one is one, I don't know if this is common across all kind of the country or common in other cities, but it's one that kind of surprised me. We used to live by a cemetery, and it had quite a nice pathway that was connected to other pathway systems. And I always saw the no dog sign, and it makes sense to me. It's obviously a place of respect for the deceased. So, you know, I can understand why they don't want dogs peeing on tombstones and places like that. So just kind of a word of caution, even if there is a nice pathway through there, a cemetery may not be a good choice. And then, yeah, kids playgrounds and stuff in our city, there's a certain distance you have to stay away. So just, again, something to be aware of. And like I said, this or a pathway thing, I hope will get cleared up further down, because dogs certainly are allowed on some pathways while on leash. All right, so here we are at the dogs permitted on pathways. So notwithstanding section 15.1 or 2, which was just above there, the owner of a dog may allow such dog to pass along or across a pathway, including a pathway that runs through a designated through an area designated as an off-leash area, only if such dog is secured by a leash of no greater than 2 meters. With canicross, that in ski jor and stuff, that 2 meters is a pretty common mark, and I think that's about 6.5 feet, which is a very common leash length. So I guess it would say no flexi leads and things like that, but your regular 6 foot leash would be fine. You're supposed to remain on the right-hand side of the pathway at all times unless moving around other pathway users. And your dog should remain under the owner's control at all times, ensuring that the dog does not interfere or obstruct any other pathway users. So a few other things to kind of be aware of. So dogs in parks on holidays, there's a few parks close to downtown. Here it says Prince's Island Park, where they have big festivals, folk festivals, music festivals. So on those days, and you can see here Canada Day, things like that, often dogs are not allowed just because it's so busy. Alright, so continuing down here, we have cycling with animals. So when operating a bicycle or wheeled conveyance on a pathway, no person shall do so with any animal on a leash. Subsection 19.1 above shall not apply to persons operating a device designed for persons with disabilities. So from that, I guess reading the above, I would take it that if you're on a pathway with your dog, the leash must be shorter than 6 feet, and you cannot have a wheeled conveyance with your dog on a leash. So by that, I would take it as you cannot bike jor on Calgary's city pathways with your dog. So again, that doesn't say you can't do it on gravel or grass, but you can't do it on the paved or improved pathways. So something to be aware of in Calgary. So that's what I wanted to show you there, just to give you an idea of what to look for in your area. So I think that covers the important part for our purposes of the dogs on the pathways. So again, just my interpretation of this, but things you might want to look for if you live in a different city, I would check to see what the definition of pathways is, or whatever your city's bylaws call it. Check to see kind of what the leashing laws are. So again, it's 2 meters here in Calgary, but are your leash laws different? I would think that's probably a pretty common, if anything, maybe you're allowed a longer leash, which we don't need anyway, but just kind of watch the leashing requirements. Is the leash allowed to be attached to you or your vehicle? So if you're using a scooter or a bike, can the leash be attached to the scooter or the bike? Does it have to be attached to you, like your person? So just a few things to kind of look for. You know, obviously some cities and towns are going to have a little bit more detail than others. Again, in Calgary, it only deals with improved pathways. So, you know, really watch the definition of pathways if that is a defined term in your bylaws. And so a few things that are not mentioned here, obviously canicross sounds like it's allowed as long as your dog is obviously on leash and the leash is less than 2 meters. That looks like it would be allowed. Bikes would not be allowed. I have to scroll back down again here. Under bicycling, it mentions when operating a bicycle or wheeled conveyance. So that means no bike, no scooter, no skateboard, no wheeled cart, anything like that. So again, something to watch for. What is the kind of the specifics around the vehicle you're using? But this doesn't mention sleds, kick sleds, skis, anything like that. So obviously it's not something the city's considered because it's not been a huge problem in the past. So first of all, I would say let's keep it that way. Let's do our very best to make sure it doesn't become a problem. I know you guys are all really good and responsible, so I don't have to say that to you, but you know, obviously if you're encouraging other people to give it a try, maybe encourage them to be responsible and just good stewards of the sport and represent the sport well so that we do not get these bylaws. So that's all I wanted to show you kind of with Calgary. If you want to check out your own town's bylaws and see what they say, you know, those are some things I would look for. So I think that gives you a good example. Within Calgary kind of area, we also have a lot of provincial parks. So I've gone through the Alberta Parks website and have just pulled this off. I found both the parks. I'll show you the federal park and the provincial park here. Their bylaws section is not nearly as involved as the city bylaws. So you might find the same if you're looking through your province or state. But I just wanted to give you kind of a quick run through of what some different examples of what you might see. So here for Alberta, and before I forget, I will have these links down below the video and on our page. So if you do live in Calgary or Alberta, I'll certainly have these links for you. If you don't live in Alberta, I obviously can't give you the links for everywhere, but I hope this gives you an idea of what you can look for your own province or state or city. And basically to find these, I just started with a Google search, putting in Alberta parks, pet rules, and sort of similar for the others. So just a simple Google search is all that is needed, and a little bit of hunting for the right link. All right, so dogs in parks in Alberta. Dogs are allowed in provincial parks. They must be kept on a leash, no more than 2 meters in length, in campgrounds, day use areas, and on trails. So again, no flexi leads, but that 2 meters, or I think it's about 6.5 feet, is about the length of all of our leashes that we would use for kind of the dog sledding sports. So that's good for us. Pets are not allowed in or around comfort camping sites. Not going to apply to us. Pets are not allowed in public swimming areas, beaches, buildings, or groomed ski trails. That one surprises me. A little bit, because I know there's a popular day use area for cross-country skiing where people do bring their dogs, and I believe it is allowed, so that might be an exception to the rule, but generally cross-country skiers don't want their ski, you know, groomed ski tracks stomped all over with dog feet or people feet, so definitely just good trail courtesy anyway, just keep your dog off the groomed ski trails. So that is in here. Pick up after your dog. You know, don't let your dog be a nuisance barking excessively. And then they have this dogs in parks info sheet. None of the stuff in that info sheet really applied to us. It was more about, you know, dogs interacting with animals and things like that. So I'm not going to pull that up here, but as you can see for the Alberta park system, not a lot of rules that would affect us. So the dog has to be on leash, which they would be because we're wanting them to pull us. So that's going to be fine. And then just watch out for the groomed ski trails. So really that's all for the Alberta parks that we have to consider. So you can use any you know, vehicle you'd like to. So you could do canicross, scooter, bike, jor, kick sled, whatever you would like that is allowed on the trail. And maybe I should briefly mention that, but obviously just general trail rules will apply. So if you're on an all-purpose trail, you can probably do any of those activities as long as you deem the trail good and safe for that sport. But you couldn't take a bike on a groomed cross-country ski trail because that's not allowed. Likewise, you couldn't ski on a bike trail. So, you know, regular trail rules will apply. You can only go on sort of winter trails or trails that are open and allowed for use during that time of year. So, you know, if a trail is an avalanche risk, something like that, and is closed, you obviously can't use it. So that's not really dog specific, but just sort of trail etiquette, regular trail etiquette will apply anyway. So not too much for Alberta parks. So let's quickly flip over here to Parks Canada. Banff is the closest national park for me, and I had a look at that. They didn't have a lot of information beyond this, so I'm going to keep this pretty generic here. But this is just the federal park system. So, again, they're talking about sort of just having dogs off leash in general will disturb wildlife, hence the on-leash rules. So just some basic guidelines. And then down here we've got a couple other rules. So keep your dog on leash 3 meters or less at all times. Again, that's going to be 3 meters is going to be longer than sort of the regular 2 meter canny cross ski jora type leash, so that's going to be fine. Pick up after your dog, give wildlife space, don't let your dog attack people, vehicles, or animals. Pretty self-explanatory. Pick terrain that's suitable for both of you. Check area closures, and leave your dog at home if you plan to camp, hike, or go into the backcountry. So really, not a lot of federal rules. So from here, really, just our dog has to be on leash, and pick up after them. So pretty basic rules here to follow. Again, regular trail etiquette type rules would apply. You can only do whatever that particular trail allows. So again, ski trail, you can't take your bike on, that sort of thing. But not a lot rule-wise. It's pretty straightforward. So I hope that helps you. I know not all of you will live in Calgary or Alberta, so not all these specific bylaws will apply to you. But I hope that gives you an idea of some different things to look for. If you are looking for different trails to run for Canny Cross and things like that. I'm kind of working on something I'm not ready to release yet, but we are kind of working on something behind the scenes that I hope will help with that. But in the meantime, a website like Trail Forks, or I think it's All Trails, but just a general kind of hiking, biking. Trail Forks, I believe, was originally developed for biking, but it's just a really fantastic website. The developers have done a great job of it for just general trail use. So you can look up kind of your area and find different levels of trails. Again, kind of geared more towards biking. And I think they've sort of added on cross-country ski and some other regular hiking and things like that. But when you're looking at the difficulty level, it's sort of mountain biking difficulty generally, I would say, unless it's specifically a hiking trail or something along those lines. So, I hope that gives you an idea for some different things you can walk through for your own town or province or state and see what is allowed in your own park system, pathway system, and just get out there and can get playing with your dog with some of these winter dog sports and having some fun with them this winter. I think a lot of us kind of want to get outside this winter and do some stuff with our dogs. I know you guys have blown me away with your interest with it this fall. So I think that's going to be a trend this year, but it's a great sport to be involved in. And I hope this helps you do it in a sort of a safe and responsible way where all of us can continue to use the trails and sort of not make a bad name for ourselves with the general public. The more welcoming and happy they are to see us on the trail, which I have to say really has been my experience. I think most people just have really loved seeing us out doing cool stuff with our dogs like that. And maybe just because we're a northern country, I think people really like to see the dog sledding kind of aspect anyway. So they're really quite interested in it. So just the more we can be positive role models and ambassadors for the sport, I think the better. And I know you guys are definitely on the same wavelength as me with that. So I'm really excited. I hope that helps you. Just make sure you're following the laws and don't get in trouble with bylaw and things like that. So if that helps you pick your trails, that's awesome. Oh, so with that, I will tune out of here and catch up with you guys next week, hopefully with our kick sledding video. And hopefully you can get a few of you out on your kick sleds with a little more confidence this winter and get your dogs pulling. So really excited for that, and I will talk to you guys next week.